Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It's Friday, and we've got our stories of hope. I'm so excited about the guests that we have on. My first guest today is Crystal Longmire. You're going to love what she has to share with us. She's a multi-talented entrepreneur. Crystal is a best-selling author, a mindset coach, and a personal wellness architect. She works with clients worldwide while she focuses on nourishing the mind, moving the body, and healing the soul for a top-down approach when it comes to wellness. She formerly served in the United States Army National Guard for the state of Indiana and competed in the West Coast swing dance circuit. She currently works with a local nonprofit organization helping to educate adult orphans on how to manage their emotions as they age out of the foster care system. Crystal is the founder and CEO of the Crystal Longmire Wellness and is the creator of the successful wellness program, Awaken Your Inner Power. She is a leading authority on superior hydration and your favorite aromatherapy guru. Through her wellness program and one-on-one coaching, she works to help her clients step into a space of healing, growth, empowerment, so they can create the life of their dreams. Welcome, Crystal Longmire. How are you?
I am amazing. Thank you so much for having me.
So great to have you. We were talking in the green room before we came on today, and you were talking about how you started this journey and how you were in toxic relationships, and that was a pattern for you that you had been in over many, many years. Would you like to highlight this on the show today?
Yeah. And as you and I were speaking prior to coming on, this isn't really something that I've spoken too much in depth about, although I feel it's such an important part of my journey. And I stepped into the space of holistic wellness, initially focusing on like mindset development and emotional health. And the reason that was so important to me is because I started to realize that the people around me, including myself, had some kind of struggle emotionally that they had a hard time overcoming. And for me, it took me a long time to realize where it came from, but we make meaning of things when we're children because we don't have the emotional capacity to do otherwise. And so when I was five, my parents got divorced, and that created a fear of abandonment because it was like a multi-state, like Puerto Rico to Indianapolis, separation from my father. And so even though I got to see him on a regular basis, that event in my mind created this fear that people that I love are going to leave me. And so when I started dating, only the age of 13, I got in relationships with boys and then eventually men that would treat me very much like a non-person. And I allowed name calling, and I allowed just speaking down to control. I allowed not being allowed to have friends that were male. I allowed, you know, being told what to do and when and who I could do it with. I allowed bargaining chips. And, you know, if you do X, Y, Z, then, you know, you can't do this, or I'm going to take this away from you. Very much in a controlled space. And it bartered between that kind of control where it was just like somebody exerting power over me and I was allowing that, to where it was a physical situation. And I had physical altercations with the people that I was in a relationship with, and then continued to stay in the relationships. And this isn't just like, oh, it was just one relationship, right? I had this bad experience. For me, like I said, I started at age 17, and I didn't stop the cycle of some type of toxic relationship until I was 30 years old. And so 17 years of long-term relationship after long-term relationship between 2 years long and 5 years long, you know, and varying in between, jumping from one relationship to the next, trying to find my worth in another person. And that was like, ooh, it's like even talking about it now, this tells me why I haven't brought it up often, is because it makes me emotional, even though I've gone past that moment.
Yeah. Wow. That's so huge. You know, the going through the experiences that you've gone through, the realizations that you've had, where it came from, and, you know, the abandonment core wound is what you were healing, what you healed from in this lifetime, the abandonment, you know, the abandonment that we felt when we were kids and we were either abandoned by mother, father, or both, right? And then we abandoned ourselves.
Ooh. Wow.
Through all those relationships that we had where we allowed others to devalue us so that they can show us that this is where you're not honoring yourself. This is where you've abandoned yourself, because you use the word, which I love, allowing. I tolerated this behavior.
Yes.
And now you must hold yourself. You must, when I say you must, I hear what you're most likely doing now, where you're holding yourself in such high regard, a woman of such high esteem today, that those other people, there's not even a frequency connect. They wouldn't even be able to come in and say anything, because you value yourself so much now.
Yes, such a night and day difference. And such a journey that I went through to get to that space. But something that I can see that is needed in so many people in the world, that value yourself.
Yeah, value yourself. I think right now, even more, you know, right now we're embracing, you know, deeper and deeper parts of ourselves, you know, taking in more light, more love, and all the things that we have to release and let go of, you know, especially with everything changing in the world. The people that feel alone, that don't feel like they fit in, you know, that don't know, you know, where to go or what to do. It's hard to have that inner trust and trust yourself that you deserve more and that you are more than you ever thought possible. Well, now you're helping people worldwide do what you've done for yourself. And you're having a lot of transformations, but you're also having a lot of fun.
Oh, loving it. And it's actually so rewarding, because finding what I love to do, I feel like right there, I've already struck gold. I've already, you know, hit the gold mine. I've already found the answer, if you will. So many people are just, you know, working in a scenario that they have to work in, or they feel like they have to work in because they need to pay their bills, which is true. And we do. But I think that another thing I really found important as I was working with helping people with their traumas and helping people to release and let go and recognize their own patterns so that they could change their patterns, is that we all deserve to love what we do, to be passionate about what it is that we do for work, and to, you know, enjoy it and have fun. And yes, we make money, but it's not really about that. At least for me, it's not. For me, it's more about seeing the changes in people and seeing like the starting point, and those I'm lost and I don't know where to go and I don't know where to start and I don't know how to help my situation, but I desperately want to get out of the situation that I'm in. And then being able to see, okay, this was their starting point. Let's share some tools with you, maybe help you ask yourself some questions. Cause, you know, I used to call myself a healer. And then I was like, that's a misnomer, because I'm not really healing anyone. I'm just helping you see things that you don't already see, for things that are already within you, because in here's where the answer is, but nobody looks there first. They always think it's some outside thing, some circumstance, some person, some something.
Yeah, I love that. I totally get it. You know, we've evolved in our consciousness to know that, you know, every person has the ability to self-heal. Every person has already everything within. And if we're really going to be true to our evolution, we have to own that. So that really does, you know, you're providing the space and you're holding the space and you're just guiding, you're guiding. Because the physical body, if we know that the physical body has the ability to self-regenerate and self-heal,
yes,
that's why we're here. So there's several things I want to highlight really quick. Is you, how do people find you on social media? How do they connect with you?
My easiest way to connect is on my Instagram, and that's at healingwithcrystal_, and Crystal spelled with a K. So I always add that because, you know, there's so many ways to spell it. And then I also have a website that is for my coaching, if you wanted to get involved with that. And I do a complimentary discovery call so we can see if we're a good fit for each other. And that is crystalsworld.com.
So love it. Yeah, love that. And then the other thing I want to do, Crystal, is I want to have you on another podcast on the Cornelia Stephanie show for an hour discussion where we can go deeper into your other passion project, which is the helping the children come out of foster care and yes. releasing their emotional core wounding. Yes. And I'd love to talk with you about that. And I also would like to see how we here, where we are in Washington State, can get involved in your guys's community there.
Yeah.
You guys are doing that. Yeah. So would you mind then, you know, when you're complete here with me, to just reach out to Ashley and we can book an appointment again for us to communicate and talk about this on another podcast?
Yes, I would absolutely love to talk about that. I'd love to go in depth with it. And it's really a beautiful cause because there's so many kids when they get out of the foster system, they're just kind of stuck and they end up, you know, in the street or on drugs or in jail or pregnant. And this is hopefully a mitigation of that. And it's
really- and when they're getting out of the foster care system also makes me think of someone I had on the show before. They get out, and sometimes when they're coming out of the foster care system, there's actually a car waiting for them because the people that are looking for vulnerable people.
Oh, wow.
That are looking for vulnerable people are already waiting for them outside. So that
oh, my gosh.
For them, so that they can offer them.
Yeah.
Right? You know, so this I just got the chills too.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh.
So this is definitely happening. And for those of you that haven't gone to see The Sounds of Freedom, it's in your theaters now. And it really is about childhood trafficking and sex trafficking. And that the United States of America is one of the biggest platforms that is doing that to the kids today. I want to quickly ask you before we go to break, the kids that you're supporting in that organization, the nonprofit, what's their age group?
So we start supporting them when they're 13, 14, 15, 16, still in the foster care system. We actually go to events that are co-sponsored so that we can help them with like life skills on like budgeting and credit and finances and stuff like that. And then the actual homes that are created through the DASH organization that I'm a part of is for ages 18 to 23.
I want to be involved. I'm just letting you know.
So yes, totally.
That's so awesome. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. And thank you for the work that you're doing with your clients around the world and also with the children that are looking to live beyond their core wounding, right?
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Sure. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back. Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com. Hey everyone, come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're gonna look for KS Media Group app in the App Store, download it, launch and create your free account, get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skip!
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com. Welcome back, everyone, to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It is such an honor to be with you here today on Stories of Hope. My next guest is Arielle Martone. She's a doctor of physical therapy, a yoga teacher, and certified pre- and postnatal coach turned postpartum wellness coach after having her two children and navigating her postpartum journey. Arielle created the Postpartum Revolution, a 12-week coaching program to help new moms feel energized so that they can start to feel like themselves again, only stronger and more confident. Well, that is amazing. Welcome to the show today, Arielle.
Hi, thank you, Cornelia. Thanks for having me.
So how old are your children?
They are 4 and my little one will be 2 at the end of August.
Okay, so 4 and 2. Yeah. And the postpartum course that you created now and everything that you went through since you've had your children, is that what inspired you to create all of this?
Yeah, it absolutely is. Most specifically, the postpartum journey with my daughter. I think the postpartum journey with my son was challenging as well. And in its own right, I feel like postpartum is never, it's never easy. It's just not an easy process, even if everything goes smoothly. And looking back, now that I know more of what I know, I think that I would have benefited from support then as well. But with my daughter, I did have a diagnosis of postpartum depression. I was experiencing symptoms of postpartum rage, and I also had a lot of physical symptoms as well. I had pelvic pain. So I was addressing everything. And as I personally feel like you do need to address everything postpartum, like you have to address the mental and the emotional, and you really have to address the physical because healing needs to happen on both fronts. Again, diagnosis or not. I think, it's a huge transition that you're going through and it's a huge transition that your body went through. And there is a lot of processing involved and a lot of healing that needs to occur, again, both emotionally and physically. But while I was going through all of that on my own, and seeking support and trying to piecemeal support, which, proves to be difficult because it's just hard to find, especially the physical aspect. And, I'm a physical therapist, I was going to say by nature, but for years, decades now. And it was challenging for me to find a good pelvic PT. It was a bit of a drive. She was worth it. I loved her. I was able to see her for 3 visits and then kind of progress from there on my own, because it's hard to make time having a newborn who was able to come with me to my visits. She was awesome that I was able to bring her, but I wasn't bringing my, at that time, 2.5-year-old, because that would have been just a disaster, for many reasons. So it was really challenging, and it was through the process of seeing what I actually needed, coming up against kind of roadblocks to getting the care that I wanted and that I needed. And really, for me, feeling like I wasn't really able to make progress on either front until I started to really put the two together. And that's what I'm hoping to bring to new moms, is that, it's kind of I don't want to say one size fits all, but it is a really great place to start, where you are going to address the emotional and the physical, and then pinpoint, like, do you need more care in one specific area? Great. Let's find those resources together.
I'm curious, when we're talking about addressing the emotional and the physical, like, what would be an addressing of an emotional trauma or something that needs to be addressed within the mom that is coming up to the surface to be addressed? Give me an example.
Sure. Yeah. So sometimes they can be traumas, and sometimes I think it's, it can be as simple as that identity shift, which, can in its own right be traumatic. You're thrust into this brand new role, and trying to figure out who you are in that new role can be really trying. It can be challenging a little bit. You're still the same person, of course, but a lot of you changes, your priorities shift a little bit. Your values may shift, they may not. But even if you're taking any type of time off, if you were very, in a professional role before and now you're not, again, even if it's for a short period of time, just the 3 months, or should say, if you're lucky to have just the 3 months, or if you're taking longer, for me, in my case, I was taking longer, and that was my choice. And I was really mindful of that, but it was still really hard. And I think that postpartum can be really surprising with all the challenges that you face, even though you think that you're prepared in a lot of ways. You understand that you're going to become a mother. You understand that you're going to be caring for this little baby. But then once you're actually in it, then you kind of realize like what that all really means, and that you have to start taking care of yourself first in order to really care for your baby. You were asking for other traumas, things that can come up a lot is a lot of, not feeling good enough. There's mom guilt that I feel like is almost, I'm gonna say almost glorified, that you need to feel guilty about something if you're a mom. And so many moms do. And I don't think that that's true, but it's only not true if we do the work and we really understand, who we are becoming, and we start to be okay with it. We're okay with mourning a little bit of, who we were. And then we kind of dig in and peel back layers and see, what we want moving forward. It can be from small choices to big choices, deciding whether you're staying home or going back to work. I think that's a very divisive decision for a lot of moms. And it's one that it feels like no matter what decision you're making can be wrong, and there can be shame or mom guilt involved in it. But again, I think that if you are taking care of yourself emotionally and you're doing that work, I really believe that you can get to a place where you aren't carrying around the guilt for the decisions that you're making.
Yeah, I think that's really, really good. I was going to ask you earlier, when you became a mom, had you already addressed or healed, or have you discovered any of your own emotional core wounding or childhood wounds from your time when you were a child? Had you listened, worked with the inner child? Because I think, that is a big piece, that all of a sudden now you are a mom and you have a baby, and all of a sudden, if you haven't worked on your own inner stuff, your own inner traumas or childhood, that's going to come up now. And it could be like, oh my God, I have to take care of this child, but my inner child is calling me too. There's that part, right? And like you said, all the choices that have to be made, I feel like if I was a mother today, if I was to become a mother today, what I would feel, my choice would be that I would be home with my kids. And I, especially with the way the educational system is and the way things are today, and me knowing that being a mother is the most important job in the world, that is what, you know, where, what I would do, you know, and that would be my choice. It doesn't mean that I wouldn't work part-time here or do a couple other things here or whatever, but I would take that very seriously, that being a mother is enough.
Yeah, so many good points. One, I really didn't do any work until becoming a mother, and not until my second. And that's where I, you know, in hindsight, looking back, I, especially in the first 3 months, I was struggling a lot with my son, but I kind of brushed it off. I very much normalized it. And so because of that, I didn't really address it. And I think that, you know, things even out as you move through your postpartum, and it wasn't such an issue anymore for the time being, or at least so I thought, until I had my second, and then it was like twofold and I couldn't avoid it anymore. And I do think that if I did the work early on, I mean, we can never say for sure, but I do think that it wouldn't have affected me as much or as significantly. So after having my daughter, I had to dive into the inner child work. I did a lot of that, like months of it. And I, you know, I still go back to it every so often. I continue to journal almost daily now. And a lot of that journaling, especially if I'm having, you know, more off days or more down days, I'll go back to, you know, kind of reconnecting with your inner child. And I feel like, you know, especially as they get older and into the toddler years, like that's when it really triggers. And that could be another piece of why, you know, why I had, you know, diagnosed postpartum depression with my second and not with my first, was because my second or my first was a toddler. And so he was triggering already. But yeah, it brought up a lot of, for me personally, it was a lot of perfectionist tendencies and feeling like, you know, I'm not doing this right. I wanted to dive into all of the research. And the more that I did that without doing, you know, the emotional work and the inner child work first, it made it worse because I was like, I'm never going to be able to do all of this. And, you know, that's not what it's for, really. You know, it's information to take in. And then for you to really decipher, like, does this align with who you are and with your values? And is it worth you, you know, taking up this parenting philosophy or idea or not? Because if it doesn't align with you, then don't do it. And if it does, then great, but you're not going to do it perfectly, and that's okay. So for, you know, for me, that was a big one. It was a lot of, you know, just that fear of failure, that I wasn't being enough of a mom for either of them, which was, you know, it was tough, and it took its toll. But yeah, as far as, you know, what you were saying with your choice to stay at home or not, for me, it very much, it kind of happened organically. Like I was planning on going back to work initially. And I knew I wanted to step back a little bit. So I was planning on taking, you know, a slightly longer maternity leave. And then my thought was doing part-time. And then once I had him and my first, and we had some, you know, challenges with breastfeeding, and then he never took a bottle. And it was also really hard to find part-time childcare. So I was like, you know what, forget this. So I extended my maternity leave in even further. And then around 9 months, I was able to do per diem work, which ended up being about once a week. And I loved it. For me, it was that really nice balance.
Yeah,
because it felt, you know, I enjoy what I do. I love working with people. And so to not have that at all is hard, especially when you work so hard to get to where you were first. And again, back to that guilt, you know, that's almost, you feel guilty for, you know, wasting all of your education or not, you know, not being in your professional role. But with my daughter, with having two at home, again, I knew that we were going to be extending the maternity leave, and that I was going to be home with her probably, or with the two of them, for probably closer to 2 years, just because of the maternity timeframe that I wanted, but also logistically we were moving temporarily for a year. So like to transfer licenses and all of that, it just didn't, you know, it wasn't aligning. So then it was during that time and really missing that work with people. And, you know, again, realizing what I needed and what I really wanted other moms to have, so that their, you know, their challenges, because they're still going to be there. Their challenges are still going to be there, but at least they can be supported through them, so that they're not, one, not going through it alone, but that they're not lasting as long either. And that they're not just normalizing it too, because I feel like that, you know, that is a whole different conversation. I feel like we normalize so much of the struggles of postpartum, and then that leaves women to feel like, well, okay, this must be normal. This is just, you know, mom life now. And so I just have to cope with it and deal with it. And then they don't seek that support.
Yeah. I think, you know, these are all really good conversations, insights, topics that we're talking about, giving people, the moms, permission to explore. And like you said, not normalize everything, you know, not making it all so normal, that each woman is unique in her own, because even the fact that you had a job that you loved, that you already had that before you got pregnant, and you know, you already had that job, but there's many moms that are working in a job they don't like. So they don't like, and then all of a sudden they do know they need to go back to work or whatever. That's a choice that they want to make, but they don't even know where that job would be. And at the same time, they now have the postpartum to deal with too. So there's just so much, but to be okay with, like you said, there's going to be challenges. There's going to be challenges. Challenges are going to be there. But one thing that you don't have to do is make yourself feel even worse, putting yourself in the dark room, or putting yourself in shame, or putting yourself, or allowing your body to feel guilt. You know, you don't need to put yourself in that. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. And quite literally the dark room. If you are thinking of early motherhood, and so often we are told, you know, to sleep train, or to, you know, whether you're doing it gently or a particular method or you know, what have you. And so you're trying to get your baby to nap with dark shades drawn, and you're already in this down state, and it just is not helpful. And that's, you know, so one of the things that I focus on is helping new moms feel more energized without affecting their baby's sleep, because there are so many reasons that you feel, you know, tired and depleted postpartum, and your baby's sleep is just a very small fraction of it. It's the piece of it that sometimes it's kind of like the band-aid solution. Like, you think you're going to fix it, that once that's fixed, oh, everything will be great. Oh, once I get an 8-hour stretch of sleep, everything will be great. And sure, once you do get some longer stretches, you are going to feel a little bit better, but it doesn't change everything unless you're, you know, continuing to do the work of, you know, the emotional healing, getting rid of some of the anxious thoughts that you're having, at least working through those so that they're not just spiraling in your head. And then also the physical work, because when your body is not feeling good, and when your body is in pain and uncomfortable, all of those things can lead to you feeling more down and more tired.
How do people find you on social media, Arielle?
So I'm on Instagram. I'm at Arielle Martone. So it's just my name. And then same thing for Facebook as well, but I'm mostly on Instagram.
Well, it's wonderful to have you on. I love the work that you're doing, and even the fact that you are a mother, and that you're so conscious and so awake that you're working on yourself, and that in itself is making the world a better place. So I want to thank you so much for coming on the show today. And everyone, if you're struggling with any of these issues we talked about today, feel free to check out Arielle and see if she can offer you some support. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back.
Choose the New Earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Hey everyone, come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're gonna look for KS Media Group app in the App Store, download it, launch and create your free account, get the free ebook. You're gonna find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skip!
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Welcome back, everyone. My next guest is coaching is her passion. It's what she's been called and designed to do in her life. Her coaching style encompasses a mix of faith, value-based, heart-centered, strength-based, along with mindset and habit information. It brings Jen joy as she sparks curiosity and creativity in sessions, which leads to clients having light bulb moments, aha moments, and light set shifts. Jen Jonas is a wife to a strong, loving leader and a mother of one handsome, creative, and curious tween inventor, an urban city dweller, transplant from Trinidad, now living in Massachusetts. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you so much, Ashley. It's my pleasure to be here.
Oh, it's so wonderful to be here with you and talk to you about how you help people live their dream life and really step into what it is that they came here to experience. How did you get involved in this coaching lifestyle, in this passion business?
Well, the first thing I would say is I got sick and tired of being stuck. And that led me to trying to find a way to get unstuck. I couldn't get unstuck myself. And so when people come to me, I said, are you sick and tired of being stuck? And stuck just means you're not going anywhere you want to be. You're not designing the life that you want, that you say you want. Something is getting in the way. It's almost like having a couch in the middle of your living room and you want to get past the couch, but you can't go around it. You can't go through it. You can't go under it. You have to sort of move it and put it somewhere else and design it in a way that will allow a flow. And so that's what I say to people. I just move the couch of your life.
Oh, I like that. Move the couch. When you were talking, it reminded me of a nightmare I once had when I was stuck. And the nightmare, I found myself inside of a cave. I was in the cave. It was about 12 by 12. And the walls were all around me. The people, I heard the people out there. I heard them, but they couldn't hear me. Mm. And I couldn't get out.
Yeah, that's stuck.
Yeah. Yep. So that's why when you were talking about the couch, I thought that would have been a nicer nightmare to have the couch instead of the cave. But what can we do, right? So, you know, becoming unstuck, especially nowadays, is such a helpful way to live your life, being unstuck, not living in limitations that you've really outgrown.
Indeed. And stuck, you know, I say you go from stuck to self-aware to story to success. So there's sort of a sort of a trail of the steps to get there. And people's steps may look different. For me, I'm untraditional. So obviously I'm a creative person. So my stuck to success looked very different. It was never linear. And most people lives aren't, but instead of staying stuck, you can get to the end where you are successful. Unsuccessful simply means the success for you, right? Not success in terms of anybody else's success. But the first step is really being self-aware. And that's what I've done over the years, and sort of can help people create that framework of going from stuck to self-aware. That is literally the first step.
Did you ever feel like before you became unstuck, did you ever feel like that you didn't fit in?
Oh, yes, for sure. A lot. I felt like I didn't fit in a lot, and I wasn't meant to, which is what I found out after becoming self-aware, which was the best news ever, that I could not be any like anybody else. I had to be myself, and that took a lot of self-awareness. And that's why I start with self-awareness as the foundation to start building that new design that you want, that you say you want in life. It literally has to start with self-awareness.
Yeah, that's so wonderful. I have a quote that you can use when it comes to, you can use this, because this was one of my quotes when I felt like I didn't fit in. Because when you talked about that, you were never followed a traditional way of living, and that it's always been non-traditional, it's been non-linear. And I can relate to that. Nothing in my life has ever been traditional. And that's why the feeling of, oh my gosh, you know, I wasn't born to fit into this world. I wasn't born to fit into this world. I was born to create a new one.
Love it.
That's the quote. So that's what you're helping others do, is become the creator of your universe. Because I don't know, I'm not one to quote the Bible, but in the Bible it says your house has many mansions and your house has many universes, and each person is a universe within themselves. But you have to start with self-awareness, like you said.
You have to. I mean, you have to do the inner work. And a lot of people that I've met, some are unwilling to do that because it's way too big and scary. But what if it's not that scary monster in the closet? What if the best version of yourself is laying underneath all the rubble? What if that the gems that is inside of you is under the fog? And that's what I get to do. I get to lift the fog out of all of those debris and all of those past debris, so that you can uncover your very best self, which is underneath. A lot of times it was mine. It was laying underneath all the rubble. And the self-awareness is really like, I'm very, you know, I use a lot of imagery. So the self-awareness piece, you know, that those big dump trucks, those sort of big construction trucks that gets to lift all the dirt out. That is what I picture myself. I was laying under all the rubble of past limiting beliefs, all of sort of that shy, introverted, wallflower person. And when I started to bloom, I didn't even know that I existed. And so I'm continuing to become my best self. I say that because it's a journey. I have not arrived. I never will arrive. And I will quote the Bible when I said, there's a time for everything under the sun. And my time has come. And so what I say to women, especially, is that becoming a best self takes time. And it takes a lot of inner work. And the inner work is brave work. And the good news is that you don't have to do it alone, which is what I thought I had to do. I had to do it alone. But the bravery comes from stepping out one step at a time by faith, recognizing that as you take the step, then another door opens. And you know, I would have wanted the door to just to say, you know, this is what it is. And you just take one step. It takes baby steps to get there. And sometimes it takes quantum leaps to get there. It just depends on how you look at it. So I like to be super creative with when I work with individuals, becoming their best self, because I've done it. I've done the rematrixing of myself and the transformation so that I know that it's possible 100%. I would say 1000% possible. Because I've done it. I've done it individually. So, and with a lot of coaches, I've had many coaches of all different types. And so there's an African proverb that says, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go further, go together. And together, we can design your very best life.
Yes. You know, there's a lot of things that came to mind when you were speaking. One, the last thing is, you know, the fact that you have already been there and you've already done that, and now you're giving others permission to do, to, you know, experience the possibility, throwing them a lifeline so that they can believe in themselves. You're holding that space for them so that they can believe in themselves until they do. Which, you know, having a coach, having a mentor, you know, is such a powerful ally, because the two of you are working together to realize this underneath that rubble, like you said, the blossoming, the blooming, the becoming, you know. And I think that's so great. I think many of us are like the elephant in chains, and we've been tied to the chains, you know, for our entire life, and the chains have been released. And yet the elephant doesn't know it's free.
I love it.
Right? Yeah. So, you know, that is also another thing is, you know, we are free. We have to claim our freedom, and we have to realize that we can now take that step, take that next step, which is why it's so helpful to have you as a coach. So one last thing I want to ask is, how do people find you on social media? Where do they find you at?
So I am typically hanging out on Facebook and on Instagram. My handles are jeninspiringcoach.com. I have a monthly blog, I call it, that has all kinds of tips, tricks, and techniques and fun stuff so that they can learn how to do life, how to design their lives. And, you know, you do not need a coach to do this, but I have found in my own life that I must have somebody who's gone further than I have, or have some, I call them quantum leap ideas that I can use to accelerate my growth and development. And so it is okay, but it's not necessary. If you could, you could self-coach yourself, and that's okay too. So my handle is the Jenny Inspiring Coach. I have a monthly blog. I have a free download self-awareness journal that they could download, and so much more yummy stuff on my website that they can get as my free gift to anyone who's wanting to tap into that.
That's so great. I think it's wonderful what you've done with yourself, and also the fact that you're a mother. And so I'm curious as to the invention of what your son, is it your son or daughter?
My son.
Yeah. Your son, what your son has invented. Is that something you can share, or is that quiet?
He has invented so many things I can't even count. But one of the things that he's taught, he's teaching me every day. So one of the things he's taught me is, this is going to sound funny, but not really. He taught me how to not make up my bed, but actually make up my bed. So he builds a fort every morning in his bed, just so he didn't, you know, I would say, make your bed up. And he said, Mom, I already did. I'm like, well, that's not made up. And he said, well, I could just slip in and slip out every day. And I was like, yeah, I'll do that too. So I'm actually doing that now as myself, as a mom.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. It sounds like a beautiful evolving relationship between the two of you.
Every day is different.
Yeah, and he's going to be one amazing entrepreneur.
He already is.
Yeah, that's so great. Well, I want to thank everybody for listening and tuning into the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We hope that today's stories inspire you to live your best life. If you are watching this interview on YouTube, please like and subscribe to our channel, because it really does help with the algorithms to share this information to more people out there that are looking for inspiration and hope. And just know that we're always back here again next Friday, 12 noon Pacific time, to share with you stories of hope. Thanks, everybody. And thanks for tuning in. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers.